Grade 3 Conference, Lecture 10. We're going to look at the fundamentals of the 9-year change, a summary of the lectures that have preceded this. So here are some things always to have in mind when you're teaching Grade 3. Number 1, every day, focus on that 9-year change. Ask yourself, what did I do today that might have contributed to helping the child meet this new astral body of theirs? What did I do to help the child find some balance or harmony to strengthen the rhythmic system? Secondly, remember that this is the last time that you can directly affect the child's etheric body. You want to do everything possible to strengthen that etheric body so that it is elastic and resilient. And this is something that you will come across again and again in the curriculum, of course. We'll see as we go in greater detail through the subjects that we teach how much this will happen just out of the curriculum itself. So in this way, the incursion of the astral body won't be such a chaoticizing force for the child. And then remember, point 3, with each succeeding month, remember that for the class as a whole, rhythm becomes less and less important as a pedagogical principle. This is not to say that you don't maintain the rhythms of the main lesson, lighting the candle, saying the verse, doing everything in the order that you found well. Nor does it mean that you should not play any rhythmic games with the students, but it's just to recognize that the assertive clapping and stamping and the recitation of the times tables, as you did perhaps with great success in grades 1 and 2, will no longer be as effective. Certainly by the middle of grade 4, if not before that, it will be the law of diminishing returns at work. There'll be more effort going into doing things rhythmically than the children actually are deriving any benefit from. So this is a time to begin to find ways of teaching things, particularly in the realm of number, that have more to do now with the sensory processes, the affective side of the child, feeling and even something towards thinking that will draw the child towards new knowledge rather than simply depending on the clapping, stamping, rhythmical moving games of the earlier grades. Number 4, the 9-year change is not a linear process. The child can seem to be 14 or 21 on Monday and then appear to be age 4 or 7 on Tuesday. Almost never do they appear to be 9. That's a real exception. Individual children and the class as a whole go through this 9-year change in waves. It's much more like a sine curve, or we might say a roller coaster at times, than a straight line. So be prepared every day, be poised, be resilient yourself. Things will happen unexpectedly. Children will suddenly behave completely out of kind, out of type, out of what you expect. Be ready for that unexpected nature. And in that way, you will actually be empathizing with them and harmonizing them, because they're going through that same aspect of unexpectedness, unpreparedness. They don't know what to face in themselves day by day. A lot of it is quite new. And point 5, an undue amount of anxiety is normal for the individual child, and sometimes even the entire class, as the child or the class goes through the 9-year change. Remember that the future, via the astral body, is approaching the 9-year-old, and he or she is not sure from whence those images and feelings are coming. It's what the 20th century writer Alvin Toffler called future shock that is coming to the child, and it does have a shocking effect. And the child needs your understanding and your sympathy as all of this happens. So don't get distressed if children are bringing anxiety. Don't feel, you know, you've done something wrong or they need psychiatric help. It can be that it's so extreme that, yes, this may happen. But on the other hand, it's perfectly normal. It's a phase. In fourth grade, fifth grade, they'll be much more secure about what streams to them from the future. And in fact, in fifth grade, as you will see when that time comes, the curriculum itself understands that for the children to take their final big step into adolescence, into meeting the future, they need to take a big step backwards, or rather several big steps backwards, as they study ancient cultures. But right now in third grade, they're bouncing back and forth between living in the present as they did before, getting some feeling for the past, sometimes a longing for that childhood that's slipping away so quickly, and then now and then being able to boldly meet the future that's streaming towards them.